后，所有的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah! In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I greet all the brothers and sisters.
好，那我们今天呢，就用这个水变的酒来跟大家一起来学习。
And today we will talk about the water that was made wine.
好，如果大家都跟上了这个我们教会的读经进度呢，我们已经来到了约翰福音。
So if everyone is following our church's Bible reading plan, we have come to the Gospel of John.
好，那约翰福音呢？大家应该都会在这个，尤其是前面的十二、十三章当中呢，好，我们看到约翰福音记载了好多的神迹奇事。
And in the first 13 chapters of John, we can see that it has recorded many miracles.
好，那在神迹奇事当中呢，其实我们可以学习在信仰上面学习很多真理。
And within these miracles, we can learn of many truths that is relating to our faith.
好，我们先看约翰福音的第一章。
Let us first turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 1.
对，我们就先看约翰福音第一章。
So we will look at chapter 1 first.
好，我们都知道这个圣经呢是神所默示的，神所启示的。
And we all know that the Bible has comes from God.
对，不是人的作品。
So it is not something that is of man.
因此也值得我们，绝对值得我们去信赖它。
So it is worth for us to believe and have faith in it.
好，所以我们首先要认知这一点在我们的信仰上面。
So within our faith, we must first recognize this.
对，圣经绝对不是参考书。
That the Bible is not just for your reference.
对，更不是一个手册而已，manual 而已。
And it is not just a manual.
好，这关系到我们属灵的生命，与我们属灵生命有绝对息息相关的关系在里面哦。
So it is related to our spiritual life.
好，我们看约翰福音一章的第一节。
So let us first look at John chapter 1 verse 1.
这边一开始就讲，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
我们看到约翰福音第一章第一节就告诉我们，这个耶稣是具有神性的。
So in John chapter 1 verse 1, it tells us that Jesus is of God.
对，他告诉我们说，这个耶稣，这位耶稣呢，从哪里来的？
It tells us where Jesus comes from.
所以这样子，当我们在看整本约翰福音的时候，我们都知道。这个耶稣虽然来到世间，但是他却具有神的能力。
So that when we are reading the Gospel of John, we know that even though Jesus came into this world, Jesus has God's power.
所以我们看四福音里面，约翰福音一开始呢就不介绍耶稣的人的部分。
So in the four Gospels, we see that the Gospel of John does not introduce Jesus as a man.
不像我们刚刚看过那个路加福音，都是说他是人子的 son of man.
Unlike in the Gospel of Luke, it says that Jesus is the son of man.
所以约翰福音开宗明义一开始就告诉说，这位站在我们面前的主耶稣呢，他就是神。
So in the Gospel of John, it tells us that this Jesus that is standing before us is God.
对，所以我们要先要先相信这一点。
So we must first believe in this.
所以当我们在看约翰福音里面的这个所有的这些 testimony， 所谓的这个叫做神迹奇事的时候呢，我们不会把它当成故事看。
So when we are reading of the miracles and testimonies in the Gospel of John, we do not look at it as a story.
对，今天我们很多时候看人家的见证，有时候会把它当成一个故事在看，因为跟我没关系。
And often when we hear of other people's testimonies, we will just listen to it as if it's a story because it's not related to us.
对，我们只会说，是的，感谢神，但是似乎跟我没有太大的关系。
We may say thank God, but it has nothing to do with me.
是的，蛮感人的，但是跟我没有太大关系。
Yes, it is touching, but it is not related to me.
但是今天的约翰福音告诉我们这些见证，这些神迹奇事。都是跟我们有息息相关的。
But the Gospel of John tells us that all these testimonies and miracles are related to us.
所以，首先我们要了解所有的神迹奇事的背后都是有神的存在。
So we must first understand that behind all the miracles there is God's power.
那这个神就是我们所信靠的神。
And this God is the God that we believe in.
这个神也就是赐给我们永生生命的神。
And it is the God that has given us eternal life.
啊，那跟我们有没有关系？当然有关系了。
So of course it has something to do with us.
所以当我们读约翰福音的时候，我们不能把所有的神迹奇事当故事在看了。
So when we are reading the Gospel of John, we cannot just look at the miracles as if they are stories.
因为每一个神迹奇事的背后，都有神要教导我们的教训存在。
Because behind every miracle, there is God's truth that He is trying to teach us.
好，我们来跟大家稍微 go through 一下，稍微分不要说分析了哈，大家都很会分析。我们来跟大家提起几个神迹奇事，让大家一起来看哈。
So we will now mention a few miracles so that we can all talk about it together.
好，所以我们可以看到说在这个当中呢，我们看到好几段。第一个就是这一个我们叫做这个水变成酒的神迹了。
So the first miracle is water turned to wine.
好，然后再下来我们看到约翰福音四章里面呢有治好大臣的儿子的这个神迹。
And next in John chapter 4, we see that Jesus heals a nobleman's son.
对对对。然后呢，第五章大家也可以看到哈，治好了一个38年的病患。
And in chapter 5, we can also see that a man that was paralyzed for 38 years was healed.
然后再下来哈，大家可能都已经有所知道的，比较熟悉的。喂饱5000人那个五饼二鱼的神迹哈。
And the next is something that is familiar to everyone is feeding the 5,000.
所以总共来说的话，在记载当中有7个神迹。
So overall there are 7 miracles.
好，当然在约翰福音后段也有讲到说主耶稣复活之后，他也行了许多的神迹奇事。
And at the latter end of John, it also talks about the miracles that Jesus did after his resurrection.
好，要我们要用这样的一个态度哈，来去读主耶稣在世界上所实行的神迹奇事，这样对我们就有很息息相关，对我们有益处了。
So we must have the attitude and knowing that all these miracles are related to us when we read them so that it is beneficial to us.
所以整个约翰福音我们会看到哦，这位耶稣常常会说我是什么什么什么。
So throughout the Gospel of John, we see that Jesus often says, I am.
对，好，我们看约翰福音他说什么，他我是生命的粮啊。
So in the Gospel of John, he says, I am the bread of life.
对，我是世上的光啊。
I am the light of the world.
我是羊的门啊。
I am the gate of the shepherd.
哦，或者是他会说，我是一个好牧人啊。
Or I am a good shepherd.
诶，我们会觉得说，为什么在约翰福音这么多的主耶稣 identify 哈，说把自己定义的很清楚。
So we can see that in the Gospel of John, Jesus identifies himself very clearly.
也就是让我们信主的人呢，非常清楚我信的是谁。
So that for us believers, we are very clear of who we are believing in.
从这里面呢，当他说我是的时候，我们可以深深相信他确实跟我的生命有很大的关系。
So when he says I am, then we can truly believe that he is related to our life.
好，所以说当我们在看约翰福音，再带上这一层的观念呢来看，那对我们就更有帮助。
So when we have this type of thinking when we are reading the Gospel of John, then it's beneficial to us.
好，那我们今天就来看这个娶亲的宴席，也就是把这个水变成酒的这个神迹。
So we will now look at the water turned to wine at this wedding.
好，那在这个也就第二章哦，约翰福音第二章就已经出现了，很快就出现，就讲到了主耶稣的这个神迹。
So this is recorded very soon in Gospel John chapter 2.
对，我们稍微把它看，我们看过一次，然后中间呢，在当中呢，我们再提出来跟大家一起学习的道理。
So we will first look over this story, this miracle, and then we will bring up a few points.
好，首先哈，我们先看到二章第一节。
So in chapter 2, verse 1.
好，第三天在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席，耶稣的母亲在那里。
On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there.
我们可以看到哈，好像在已经开始在叙述说这个时间、这个地点以及参加的人。
So this is describing the time, the location, and the people that was there.
有没有真实？它非常真实。
So this is a very true, true scenario.
对，就像一个娶亲的宴席，就像现我们叫做现在的婚礼一样。
So this was a wedding.
哦，有人会说哦，圣经哦太理论化了，好像 theory。
So many people say that the Bible is full of theory.
但是哈，我们从这样看来，当我们看到这一节的时候，我们可以深信的，这本圣经绝对是非常生活化的圣经啊。
But from this verse, we can see that the Bible is full of life.
对，我们看到在我们面前的就是一个筵席，那耶稣的母亲也在那边。
And before us, there was a wedding, and Jesus' mother was there.
对，今天好像我们哈参加筵席，我们也去到了现场。
Just like how we are also at this wedding.
好，第二节。
Verse 2.
耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴宴。
Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding.
好，第二节重点我们要看了，有一节哈，这边很重要的，耶稣被请去了赴宴。
So the key of this verse is that Jesus was invited to the wedding.
好，因为第二节如果没有出现哈，这个 wedding 哈，这场筵席哈会出事的。
Because if Jesus was not at this wedding, then there was going to be a problem at the wedding.
对不对哈？所以说第二节占了一个非常重要的位置。
So verse 2 is a very key verse.
它为什么重要？原因是因为耶稣被请到婚宴去了。
And the reason why it's important is because Jesus was invited to the wedding.
我们刚才讲到了哈，这是跟我们生活切切相关的一场神迹奇事。
So we mentioned that this miracle is closely related to our lives.
好，所以在我们的生活当中，我们要用第二节，要请耶稣来到我的生活当中。
So according to verse 2, we know that we must invite Jesus into our lives.
好，如果没有请耶稣到婚宴，那场婚宴是个失败的婚宴。
So if they did not invite Jesus to the wedding, then the wedding would have been a failure.
今天呢，我们也要想到说，今天我的生活里面是否请了耶稣来参加，来在我的生活当中。
So we must also think about whether or not we have invited Jesus into our lives.
也没有耶稣在我的生命当中呢，这个生活，这个生命是一个失败的。
Because if we do not have Jesus within our lives, then our lives may be a failure.
所以今天我们为什么常常会听到在讲台，在道理当中，提醒弟兄姐妹一定要把神，要把耶稣摆在我们的生活正中间。
And this is why often in sermons we hear that we should place Jesus in the center of our lives.
对，我们个人信仰，在我们的家庭信仰，甚至教会信仰当中都一样。
So it is the same whether or not it's our individual faith, our family, or within the church.
所以我们如果看到现在没有这个第二节，这场婚礼是不成功的嘛，哈。
So after reading these two verses, we can see that without verse 2, this wedding would be a failure.
好，耶稣参加了，没有问题，已经请了耶稣了。
So there is no problem now because they have invited Jesus.
就好像今天我们也都邀请耶稣呢进入我们的生命当中啊。
Just like how today everyone here have already invited Jesus into our lives.
好，我们看第三节。
So let's read verse 3.
第三节这边说到了酒用尽了。
So here it says that they ran out of wine.
不要说当时了哈，现在来说，如果一个婚礼出现这句话哈，其实是很应该是不只是紧张哦，应该是说叫什么很糟糕的一件事情哈。
So even today, if this happens at a wedding today, it's a very difficult situation.
很生活化的告诉我们说，在我们的生活当中会出问题。
So this is like what would happen in our lives, that there would be problems in our lives.
是的，我们也邀请耶稣来到婚宴，也来到我的生活。
Yes, we have invited Jesus to the wedding. We've invited him to our lives.
但是我们会遇到第三节，酒用尽了。
But we will face like what verse 3 says, running out of wine.
好，我们看看自己的生活，在我们的生活当中是不是有出现酒用尽了。
So let's think about whether or not in our lives have we run out of wine.
哎，我已经信耶稣了，为什么我的酒还会用尽？问题还是会发生，为什么？
So we may think that we've already believed in Jesus. How come there are still problems?
好，这里告诉我们一个非常现实、很实际的， 耶稣在我的生活当中酒会用尽哦。
But this is the reality that even with Jesus within our lives, we will still run out of wine.
整本圣经我们找不到说信耶稣之后就是一帆风顺哦，没有这句话哦。
Within the whole Bible, we cannot find that after believing in Jesus, we will have everything will go smoothly.
啊，那我们会说那信耶稣干嘛？
Then we might say, then what's the point of believing?
啊，我邀请了耶稣，酒还是会用尽，这不是一样吗？
So we've already invited Jesus, but the wine still ran out, isn't it the same?
不同的地点在哪？不同的地方在于说，耶稣在我的生活当中。
But the difference is that Jesus is in our lives.
因为再下来，我们看到整个神迹奇事，这个神迹呢，走到最后，都是因为耶稣在我的生活当中，所以改变了我的问题。
Because we can see that in the end of the miracle, we can see that it's because Jesus is in our lives, so he has changed our problem.
这就是我们信主人的不跟人家不一样的地方。
And this is where we differ as believers.
这也是为什么我们要全心全意去依靠神的地方。
And this is also why we must rely on God wholeheartedly.
对，不但是邀请耶稣来到我的生命当中，同时我要把我的生命要建立在依靠耶稣的身上。
Not only do we invite Jesus into our lives, but we must also build our lives to rely on him.
啊，因为我们会遇到酒用尽了。
Because we will run out of wine.
对，我们会遇到生活出问题了。
We will face problems in our lives.
我们甚至会遇到呢，我们信仰上出问题了。
We may also encounter problems in our faith.
这个问题也许是我信仰的问题，也许是我们的家庭的问题。
It might be a problem with our own faith or with our family.
甚至我们整个教会的问题。
Or a problem within the whole church.
酒都会用尽。
The wine will run out.
问题都会出现。
And problems will arise.
啊，这时候怎么办？
So what do we do now?
我们紧接下来看第三节。
Let us continue to read verse 3.
好，耶稣的母亲对他，啊，对耶稣说了，哈，他们的酒没有了耶。
The mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine.
我们看哈，耶稣的母亲，我们先这样说，耶稣母亲真的很热心，哈。
So we can see that the mother of Jesus is very zealous.
非常关心这场婚礼。
And she cares about this wedding.
赶紧去告诉耶稣说他们这个酒没有了。
And she hurried and told Jesus that they have no wine.
好，整个见证当中，在这个应该说这段事迹当中，我们完全不知道主耶稣的母亲的在这场婚宴的身份了，只知道她被请了。
So within this whole miracle, we do not know what the mother of Jesus is, what her identity is at this wedding.
对，我们会说，哎，耶稣母亲为什么这么快就知道了？
So we may think that how come his mother knew so fast?
好，为什么他的母亲会，耶稣母亲会赶紧先跟耶稣说，没有找任何人哦，先跟耶稣讲。
How come she didn't go to anyone else but went to Jesus first?
好，我们先不用太关心耶稣母亲是不是 wedding planner， 是不是主办这场婚礼的人，我们先不用太关心这件事。
So we don't need to talk about whether or not the mother of Jesus was the planner of the wedding.
但是耶稣的母亲在这边做了一件事情，她先去找 key person， 有带钥匙，也就是最重要的那个人。
But the thing that she did here was that she went to find the key person.
她知道酒用尽了是个很大的问题。
And she knew that running out of wine was a big problem.
在这现场里面，唯一可以解决这个问题的只有耶稣。
And the only person that could resolve this problem was Jesus.
啊，这带给我们什么样的提醒？
So what kind of reminder does this give us?
今天我们遇到酒用尽了，问题出来了，我们常常不会像耶稣的母亲先找耶稣啊。
So often when we face problems in our lives, we are not like Jesus' mother and we do not go to him first.
对，我们会先 Google 啊。
We might go to Google first.
对，我的脚痛了，赶快看一看我的脚为什么痛。
So my leg is hurting and I'll Google why is my leg hurting.
对。啊，为什么我会头痛？赶快 Google 一下。
And why do I have a headache? Well, Google it.
哦，意思告诉我们什么？我们常常在生活当中，虽然耶稣在我的生活里面，但是我不会第一个找他。当我遇到问题的时候
，So often in our lives, even though Jesus is already in our lives, we do not go to him first when we face problems.
对，有时候我们计划了很多的事情，可是计划不按照我们的计划出现的时候。我们都会再想另外一个计划 ，Plan B 啊，来去代替这个 Plan A。
So often when things don't go according to our plans, we will think of another plan to replace it.
对，可惜的是耶稣不在这个 plan B 里面了。
But the problem is that Jesus is not in this plan B.
我们看耶稣的妈妈哦，没有找第二人，立刻到耶稣面前。
So we see that the mother of Jesus did not go to another person, she went directly to Jesus.
我们今天其实也要学这一点哦。
And we must also learn this.
因为这个是很生活化，非常现实的一个动作，很实际的。
Because this is an action that we can apply in our lives.
哦，我们看小朋友一有问题，先找谁？先找妈妈。哦。
So we see that our children, when they have a problem, they go to their mothers first.
因为他们知道他们的父母呢，可以帮他们解决很多的问题。
Because they know that their parents can resolve many problems for them.
小孩很简单哦，哎，我的父母亲一定是最伟大的，我赶快找他。
And children are very simple. They think that their parents are the greatest.
啊，今天呢，我们也要有这样的心哦。
So we must also have this kind of heart today.
对，因为问题一定会出现。
Because problems will come up.
我们要学耶稣的母亲。
But we must learn from Jesus's mother.
找的第一位就是耶稣。
That the first person we go to is Jesus.
直接告诉耶稣，他们的酒没有了。
And she tells him that they have no wine.
直接针对问题来去求耶稣。
And to target the problem and ask of Jesus.
这也是今天我们要学的哦。
This is also something that we must learn.
因为今天的世界哈，告诉我们哈，不要针对问题。
Because the world today tells us that we should not target the problem.
对，因为问题在我。
Because the problem is on us.
问题在我，我就会出现这，我这样，如果我就这样告诉耶稣的话，我变成没面子啊。
So if I tell this to Jesus directly, then we may have.
我们会讲其他理由，什么理由？啊，那个管筵席的没有准备酒，不够，没准备够。
So we may blame the person that was planning the wedding that they didn't prepare enough.
计划没做好。
Or that they did not plan well enough.
好，我们都会拿这个当成一个理由来摆在最前面。
So we will find many excuses and put them first.
我们学耶稣的母亲了。
But we must learn from the mother of Jesus.
到耶稣的面前，第一件事就告诉耶稣我的问题是什么。
So we should go before Jesus and tell him first that what our problem is.
酒没有了。
That we have no wine.
我是软弱的。
That I am weak.
是的，我没有力量做主告诉我要做的事情。
And that I don't have the strength to do what God tells me to do.
我的脾气很糟糕。
Yes, I don't have very good temper.
是，我的灵性比较低弱。
And my faith is weak right now.
是，像那个十二年血肉的人说，我的问题就是我这十二年的血肉。
Just like the woman with 12 years of bleeding, she'll say that my problem is that I bled for 12 years.
主耶稣希望我们告诉他，诚诚实实，非常坦白的说我的问题，不是人家问我的问题。
So Jesus wants us to go before him honestly and say that it is my problem.
耶稣的母亲就像这样子，我们要学。
So we must learn from the mother of Jesus.
好，我们再来看第四节。
So let's look at verse 4.
好，耶稣回答了。耶稣回答说，母亲，耶稣回答说啊，母亲啊，他说这里有小，原来说叫妇人哈，我跟你有什么相干啊，我的时候还没有到哎。
Jesus said to her, Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come.
单单看第四节哈，大家会觉得说耶稣没有礼貌哈。
So when we only look at verse 4, we may think that Jesus has no manners.
对，在这个公众是不是公众场合我不知道了哈，但是在这个对话当中，耶稣似乎不把他的母亲很尊敬的来回答他哈，似乎是这样子。
And in this conversation, it seems that Jesus was not respecting his mother.
好，在这边呢，我们应该要比较 focus 是说，应该要比较专注的说，你看主耶稣回答他母亲的内容。
But what we should focus on is the content of how Jesus answered his mother.
好，这边说到我与你有什么相干。
He says, "What does your concern have to do with me?"
这里告诉我们一件很重要的一个讯息在这后面哈。
So there is a very important message behind this.
也就是说，告诉我们说，耶稣自己知道自己在做什么。
And that is to say that Jesus himself knows what he is doing.
对, 耶稣知道酒已经没了。
Jesus knows that there was no wine.
耶稣也知道怎么样让这个酒没的这种困境, 这 embarrassing, 把它解决。
So Jesus also knows how to resolve this issue.
好, 因为我们刚才一开始讲到说, 当我们在看神迹奇迹的时候, 我们要知道这都是主耶稣的旨意在这个后面。
Because we must remember that when we are looking at miracles, we should know that there is God's will behind everything.
是的, 既然是神的旨意, 神就有能力解决他旨意的方向。
And if it is the God, if it is God's will, then He has the power to resolve everything.
只是我们看不到, 我们不知道。
But it is that we are unable to see it and we don't know it.
因为我们只有看到被现实所挡住的现实而已, 被挡住了。
Because we only see the reality that is blocking the truth.
对, 所以我们要这样, 当我们在看这节的时候, 我们必须要用另外一个方向去理解说, 耶稣的神性呢, 其实知道下一步该怎么做了。
So when we are looking at this verse, we must understand that because Jesus is God, he knows what he is going to do next.
我们看啊, 耶稣的母亲, 我们刚才讲, 第三节, 耶稣的母亲呢, 知道, 第一个要先去找耶稣, 这个没问题。
So in verse 3, we know that the mother of Jesus goes to him first.
对, 这是正确的, 哦。
And this is correct.
好, 但是我们再看第三、第四节这边, 耶稣的回答是以神的角度来回答耶稣的母亲所要求的事情。
But in verse 4, we will see that Jesus is actually answering his mother from the perspective of God.
也就是说, 我是耶稣, 我是神, 我知道下一步我该怎么做。
And that is to say, I am Jesus, I am God, and I know what to do next.
好, 那今天呢, 我们祷告其实很像这样哦。
So today, our prayers are also similar to this.
是不是? 我们的祷告常常会依照我们的想法在祷告。
We may pray according to our own will.
好, 我们会依照我们解决的方式, 哦, 我们解决的方式呢, 朝我们的方向呢, 去祈求耶稣来成全。
And we will pray according to our own direction and our own way and ask God to approve.
好, 比如说我们有风湿性关节炎, 最近我常听到这个, 比如说我们有真的有关节炎, 我们会希望说, 主啊, 求你帮我的关节弄好。
For example, we may have arthritis.
好, 那主啊, 也求你让我看下一个医生, 这个医生就可以把我治好。
And we might pray to God for the doctor to heal us.
对。 很像第二、第三节，耶稣母亲找耶稣，是的，我们都先找耶稣了，没问题。
And yes, we have come to Jesus first, that is no problem.
但是我们的要求却要按照我的想法来做。
But what we ask is that he should do according to what we think.
但是主耶稣却要这样回答我们，我跟你有什么相干呢？
But Jesus will answer us, what does your concern have to do with me?
也就是说，主耶稣会告诉，主耶稣的意思要告诉我们说，我知道该怎么做啊。
And that is our Lord Jesus will tell us he knows what to do.
因为就要联络下，再连下来，他说我的时候还没到。
Because next he says my hour has not yet come.
好，这已经讲明了，主耶稣在第四节回答他母亲的内容就非常清楚了。
So the content of how Jesus answered his mother was very clear here.
对，我知道该怎么做。
As I know what to do.
只是时间还没到。
But the time has not come yet.
那今天呢？今天我们在祷告、求神、求主耶稣一些问我们自己的问题的时候，我们要把这样的第四节的一个祷告的方向摆进去。So
when we are asking God to help with our problems, we must put this type of direction that's talked about in verse 4 into our prayers.
对，时候还没到，就是说不，我不会有回。主耶稣说，我不会有回应了，现在。
So the time has not yet come, so Jesus will not have any responses.
今天我们常常会说, 啊, 祷告都没有功效。
So we might often say that our prayers are not working.
是真的没功效吗?
Is it really not working?
问题在谁?
Where is the problem?
一个可以把这个水变成酒的神, 他出了问题吗? 还是我们这个祷告, 我出了问题?
Is the problem in God who can turn water into wine, or is the problem within us?
我们是不是去干涉了, 干涉了主耶稣的旨意。
Have we tried to interfere with God's will?
这个观念要我们要先把它导正过来。
So we must correct our thinking first.
因为耶稣知道他做，他该怎么做。
Because Jesus knows what he should do.
我们不知道。
But we do not know.
我再怎么样也不会知道如何把酒变成水，水变成酒。
And no matter what we do, we do not know how to turn water into wine.
对，我更不会知道呢。原来耶稣要把水呢变成酒，我更不会知道这个方式。
And we also do not know that Jesus will turn water into wine.
我就算把 plans 写成了 A B C D E， 我怎么样一个 plan 都不会像这样子。
Even if we plan out five plans, none of our plans will go according to this.
因为时候还没有到。
Because the time has not yet come.
也就是。 主耶稣的旨意，他的时间点还没到。
That is Jesus' will and his timing has not yet come.
哦，那今天的我们呢，最辛苦的就是这个等待了。
But the hardest part for us is waiting.
主耶稣说时间还没到。
Because Jesus said that the hour has not yet come.
门还没有开。
And the gate has not opened.
啊，有时候我们等不及了。
But sometimes we cannot wait.
我们会开始怀疑我们所信的主啊。
And we may start to doubt the God that we believe in.
对主耶稣，对神来说，没有时间的限制，哈。
And to God, there is no limitation of time.
只有他的旨意。
He only has His will.
对，对神而言，只有神的旨意。
To God, there is only His will.
对我们来说，我们有时候不了解他的旨意。
But to us, we do not understand His will.
所以我们就用时间来去衡量神。
So we try to judge God according to time.
回答我快一点，这个神好神呐。
So if He responds to us fast, then He is a good God.
这个神解决我问题好快啊，第二天就成功了。这个神是好神，我要信呐。
If He resolves our problems very quickly, then this is a good God. We will believe in Him.
但是时间一拖久，怎么这个神好像不够，那个能力好像有问题？为什么我祷告这么久，为什么还不解决我的问题？
But as time drags on, we may start to doubt and think that God, there is something wrong with God's power. How come He's not resolving our problems?
后我们就会甚至停止祷告，甚至信仰就开始比较低落，觉得跟这位神没有意思了。
We may stop praying, and our faith will go down, and we'll think that we don't need to believe anymore.
是，但是我们看到这个第四节，我们要真的要学说，我们真的要学到说，在祷告当中哦，真的是等待呀，等待。 神的时间到啊，
But in verse 4, we see that in our prayers, we must wait and wait for God's timing.
每一个人的等待时间不同。
So the time that everyone has to wait is different.
但是重点，神的旨意对我们每一位不会变。
But the key is that God's will for all of us will not change.
神要让我们等什么，你我都不知道。
So what God wants us to wait for, no one knows.
所以这也就是在祷告当中，我们要求说，求神的旨意显明，让我知道。
Which is why in our prayers we must ask God to let us know what His will is.
与其去要求神解决我的问题，我们反过来要求神说，主啊，你让我遇到这个困难，要我学什么？
Rather than asking God to resolve our problems, we should ask God to what He wants us to learn from everything.
是的，你要我等待的目的在哪里？
What is the goal behind making us wait?
好，用这样的方法呢，把这样的元素哈加在我们祷告当中。
So we should add this kind of mentality into our prayers.
好，我们再看，紧接下来看第五节。
So let us now look at verse 5.
好，我们看他母亲怎么回答喽。他母亲对佣人说：“他告诉你们哦，你们就做什么。”
His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it."
这里哈，我们要学一件事情。你看，耶稣虽然在第四节，主耶稣回答他的母亲是用这样的方式来回答，但是他的母亲所做出来的反应却是一个全然相信的反应。
So even though in verse 4, Jesus answers his mother in this way, but his mother reacts in a way where she believes in him wholeheartedly.
对，第五节很清楚。 这个耶稣，这位耶稣告诉你们怎么做呢？你们就做。
So in verse 5, it says, whatever he says to you, do it.
这是一个全然信靠的一句话，很简单的一句话，但是你会看到这个耶稣的母亲，她信靠耶稣是这样的一个全心全意啦。
So this phrase shows how Jesus' mother relies on him fully.
对，耶稣虽然没有正面回答怎么解决。
So even though Jesus did not respond as to how he's going to resolve the issue,
但是玛利亚却觉得这个他的母亲 马上的回应是说，这个耶稣绝对可以百分之百相信。
But the response of Mary, his mother, is that she knew that Jesus can resolve this.
所以他叫你做什么，你们就做。
So whatever he says to you, do it.
今天呢，我们哈也要学习耶稣母亲这样的一个这样的信心呢。
So we must also learn of this type of faith from Jesus' mother.
因为这句话，他也是要同时间提醒我们，他耶稣告诉你们做什么，你们就做。
Because this is also reminding us that whatever Jesus tells us to do, we must do it.
我们看到哈，神道成肉身，好，这个道呢，在这本圣经里面。
So we must see that God has become a flesh, and this His Word is the Bible.
那神告诉我们，就是用这本圣经告诉我们他的真理。
And through the Bible, He tells us His truth.
告诉我们他的诫命。
And He tells us His commandments.
这些都是要我们去做。
And all of these are for us to do.
好，一样，这句话马上延展到我的生活、我们的家庭，延展到我们的教会里面。
So this phrase extends to our lives, our families, and within church.
我们真的在等我跪下来之后看耶稣要告诉我什么吗？不是的。
So are we waiting to see what God tells us to do when we pray?
对，不是这样的，因为主耶稣借着圣灵，这本圣经已经明明白白告诉我们信耶稣的人需要做的事情。
It is not like this because through the Holy Spirit, God has already told us what we should do through the Bible.
对，那今天我们有没有这样的全然信靠？
But do we have this full reliance?
或是因为呢，我的问题一直没解决哈，我对这个神要做的事情哈，我就减低一点点，我专心我的生活比较重要。
Or because God has not responded to our prayers yet, we don't rely on Him as much, and we focus on our own lives.
是不是因为我们刚刚看到时候未到？哎，那我遵守他的命令哈，也是时候未到。
Or do we see that the hour has not yet come? So, when we obey His commandments, we also say that my time has not yet come.
那这个时候，我们把我们信的耶稣、信的神哈，当成一种交换而已。
And now we will believe in God as if it's a type of exchange.
Exchange 哦，他对我好，我对他好。
So if he is good to me, then I'll be good to him.
他对我不好，我就不来教会。
But if he is not good to me, then I won't come to church.
我们要稍微注意一下自己在真的要稍微重新看一下自己在信仰上的这块态度哈。
So we must be aware and re-examine ourselves, our attitudes in this area.
好，六跟七节呢？你看到哦，这个讲到了说这个水从哪里来了。
So in verses 6 and 7, it talks about where the water comes from.
好了，第七节这边讲到了哈，耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满水，他们就把它全部倒满了。
So in verse 7, Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water," and they filled them up to the brim.
那耶稣又说了，现在把它舀出来送给管筵席，他们就送去了。
And then he said, "Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast," and they took it.
我们会觉得这些佣人哦，这些佣人的信心哦，其实有时候比我们都还好，我觉得。
And we will find that the faith of these servants are better than us.
就因为玛利亚，耶稣母亲跟他们说，这个耶稣叫你们做什么，你们就做。
And because the mother of Jesus told them, whatever he says to you, do it.
圣经没有讲了哈，我们自己先，改个环境哈。如果我就是那个佣人呢
？And let us think about if we were these servants.
我知道这个水是我装进去的。
And we know that the water that I filled up the water.
对，那这个水是我舀出来的啦。
And I was the one that drew out the water.
然后送去给管筵席的，就是 master of ceremony， 是不是
？And we took it to the master of the feast.
哈，才发现变酒了耶。
And we will find that it has turned into wine.
好，今天呢，我们当个佣人，当这样的佣人哈，有时候我们可能没有办法去全部做好做到了，不会全部做到哈，有时候。
But if we were the servant, sometimes we may not be able to complete all these things.
对，因为我们的想法很多。
Because we have many thoughts.
我们被这个世界的想法来影响我们的信仰。
Are the thoughts of this world has influenced our faith?
是的，这本圣经已经告诉我该怎么做了。
Yes, the Bible has already told us what to do.
我都学了。
And I have learned everything.
我也都知道了。
And I know everything.
哎，但是叫我做的时候，我会觉得，是真的这样吗？
But when we should do it, we will think, is it really so?
对，好，当我们有这样的一个迟疑的时候，事实上对我们的信仰会有损伤哦。
And when we hesitate in this way, it will harm our faith.
对，如果当时的用人哈，舀水的时候、倒水的时候都觉得这是真的吗？那这个水要变久哈，恐怕就机会就不太大了。
If the servants were doubting when they were taking up the water, then the chance of this water turning into wine is probably low.
好，那今天的我们呢？今天我们其实也要有这样的信心了。
But today we must also have this type of faith.
知道耶稣的时间未到。
We know that Jesus's time has not yet come.
我们知道耶稣的主，耶稣神的旨意是什么？我们知道。
And we know what God's will is.
当时候到的时候，主耶稣要我们做的时候，我们就要全然的去做。
So when the time comes and when Jesus wants us to do it, then we must do it wholeheartedly.
是，那这个的时候，这个时候什么时候？其实也就现在了。
And the time is now.
今天我们都是信主耶稣的人。
Today we are all believers of our Lord Jesus.
我们都信真耶稣教会全然的福音，有圣灵的真理。
And we believe fully that the doctrines of our true Jesus Church has the truth of the Holy Spirit.
是，我们也知道了主耶稣在十字架为我们受洗之后，让我们有再度的有机会哦，能够跟神重新联合，这我们全然相信。
And we know that when Jesus died on the cross for us, we have the opportunity to be reconnected to God.
今天要我们什么？今天这个时候要我们做的就是要做出神的旨意来呀。
So now what we must do is that we must carry out the will of God.
所以圣经告诉我们，凡遵行我旨意的，才能够进天国嘛。
So the Bible tells us, whoever does the will of my God in heaven can enter the kingdom of heaven.
哦，这非常清楚的一段道理哦。
So this is a very clear truth.
没有 double side， 没有这个叫什么？没有灰色地带，绝对没有哈。
And there is no gray area to this.
好，来，我们再来看最后。
So finally.
啊，当然，这个新郎很开心了哈。
So we can see that the groom was very happy.
对，因为是很成功的啊。
Because it is very successful.
好，有了耶稣在现场。这整件的酒没有酒的这件事情，就变成了一个成功的案子，成功的这个神迹奇事。
So with Jesus at the wedding, even though they ran out of wine, the ending was successful.
好，我们看第十一节。
So let us read verse 11.
第十一节这边说到，这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的。
So it says this beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee.
我们不去强，我这边不强调说耶稣所行的头一件神迹哈，它的重要，它代表什么意义？我不在这边做强调哈。
So I will not talk about the significance behind the first sign that Jesus did.
对，好，那但是呢，我觉得我们要重视后面哈，这件神迹哈，显出他的荣耀来。
But we must focus on the latter end, and it is that the miracle manifested his glory.
这句话其实也代表了所有的神迹奇事，耶稣所有行的神迹奇事都是要显出神的荣耀。
And so all of the miracles that Jesus does is to manifest God's glory.
这是一个最重要的目标跟它的重点。
And this is the key and the goal of all the miracles.
所以今天的我们生活也是要这样子才对。
So our lives should also be like this.
我们的生活会遇到酒没有了。
We will run out of wine in our
lives. 我们的生活会常常跪下要祈求神帮我很多解决的问题。
We will often pray to God to resolve all of our problems.
我们的信仰生活确实要执行神的旨意。
And in our life of faith, we must do His will.
但是总的来说，最大的目的是要荣耀这位神。
But the biggest goal, the biggest key behind this is to manifest His glory.
在这整个过程当中，常常我们会开始荣耀人啊。
And throughout the process, we often begin to glorify man.
因为呢，我们只看到了人。
Because we only see man.
我们只看到耶稣的母亲。
We only see the mother of Jesus.
我们只看到了那舀水的用人。
We only see the servants that took up the water.
好， 我们看不到神在背后的旨意是什么，我们没有看到。
But we cannot see God's will behind everything.
可是，在整件事情完成之后，最重要的目的就是这句话，要荣耀他。
But once everything is completed, the key is that we must manifest His glory.
所以在我们的生活当中，我们必须要这样的，必须要这样的观念哈。
So we must have this mentality within our lives.
不论我们在做什么事情。
That no matter what we do,
在我们的个人，在我们的家庭，在我们的教会都一样。
Whether it's individual within our family or within the church.
今天我的信仰是不是荣耀神？
Is our faith glorifying God?
对，今天我的家庭是不是荣耀神？
Is our family glorifying God?
再扩大，今天我们的教会是不是荣耀神？
And is our church glorifying God?
好，因为这是重点。
Because this is the key.
这也是我们信仰到最后的一个最终的一个重点。
And this is the key to our faith.
今天我们都能够按照神的旨意被接升天，回到他的天家，这是谁的荣耀？神的荣耀。
So the reason why we're able to be taken up to the heavenly kingdom, it is because of God's glory.
所以当我们在看这个酒变为水变为酒的这个神迹的时候，我们就用这样的角度去切入，然后带进我们自己的信仰当中。
So when we are looking at the miracle of water turned to wine, we should look at it from this perspective and bring it into our lives.
好，我们求神真的让我们能够在这当中学习到。
And we ask God to help us learn this from this miracle.
好，我们一起来唱赞美诗。
Let us sing hymn.